Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf pei ches. We're holding at the two dots, which are roughly a quarter down the amud, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah of yesterday, dam hanitas b'sha'al hasakin. If you go back just for a moment to the Mishnah of yesterday, it's on the amud which is facing ours, on top of pei zayin amud beis. We continue talking about the mitzvah of kisui hadam. And it says in our Mishnah that if dam was nitas, dam splattered, or v'sha'al ha-sakin, or blood which is on the knife, chayiv l'chasos. So Rashi pointed out, what does it mean that dam splattered? Says Rashi, dam nitas chutz l'guma. What they used to do, the custom was, since whenever you're shechting an oif or a chaya, it's not enough just to put offer on top. You have to have offer on the bottom. It would typically go and shecht it over a guma, over a hole, over a container, over a pit, something that had in it already offer tichoyach, which means ground up earth, and then you listen to Gabbai.
Yesterday I was wondering, and I said here that I remember as a child the shechitas sefer was on a sink.
Right.
They used to shecht the shechtim on a sink.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering where was it. So it looks like it was already prepared there.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about oifus? You're talking about behemoths?
Oifus.
So apparently they had, in the sink, they had underneath it, they had some, on the bottom, they had some loose earth.
Yeah.
So you had loose earth, and therefore you had it underneath, and then after you finish your shechita, you go and cover it over with further sand, further dirt. However, what happens if some of the blood, whilst you were shechting, splattered? Didn't all go nicely straight into the guma, into the hole? Splattered in different directions. Or if you had dam which was on the sakin, which was on the knife itself, which probably happened quite often, chayv l'chasas, you have to go and cover that as well. You have to do a kisya, a full-fledged kisya dam. Now, we already had before about the ala sakin, you're not going to go and bury the sakin forever, otherwise you'd have to mass-produce sakinim. So we said you have to do greater. You go and wait until it dries off, and then you kratz it off, you scratch it off, and then put it into the ground, and you cover it. Very nice. But Rabbi Yehuda now adds, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai. Typically, whenever you find an Emasai from Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda comes to be mechulak, to argue. Rather, he comes to explain. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Emasai, when did the Chachamim say that you have to cover even the dam hanitas, the splattered blood? And the dam shal asakin, bizman she'ein sham dam elahu. That's the only dam that you have. The other dam somehow got lost. Aval yesh sham dam shaloyu. If you have blood besides that, potim b'lechasas. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us is, the mitzvah kisya dam doesn't mean that you have to be mechasa every single drip and drop of blood. It means that you have to go and be mechasa some of the blood. So if you have blood inside the guma, you don't have to worry about the dam hanitis b'sha'al ha-sakin. And vice versa. If you have blood on the dam hanitis b'sha'al ha-sakin, and you mechasa that, then you don't have to worry about the other dam in the guma. You don't have to do it for all of the blood, you just have to go and do it for some of the blood.
So you don't have to worry about blood splatters on your clothes.
Exactly, the same thing. You don't have to.
Is he talking essentially about the gedarim that the chachamim established when they created ostensibly a rabbinic inyan of kisui hadam for ofos and kayos?
What do you mean rabbinic? What?
I mean the mitzvah kisui hadam lechara is behemoth.
No.
Actually, you're doing fine. If you don't find, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. You're doing fine.
Sugi has probably been going through this.
It's true. But the pasuk that says in the Torah about kisui hadam is a pasuk in Vayikra Yudzayin. If you want to take a chumash next to you, the ish m'bnei Yisrael, m'nager hagar b'Yisrael, asher yotzud tzeid chaya oy oif, asher ye ochel, v'shafach es damoy v'chisahu ba'ofar. That's the whole mitzvah of kisui hadam. One pasuk in the Torah, and the Torah refers to tzeid chaya oy oif, a wild beast or a fowl. No problem. The behemoths are exempt, no rule of kisiyada. So all we've learned so far in our Mishnah, and we've learned from Rabbi Yehuda, is that although there is a mitzvah kisiyadam, even for the blood that did not go directly beneath the shechita in the guma, even splattered blood and blood on top of a knife also requires kisui. But Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't mean that you have to have kisui adam for all of the blood. You only have to have kisui adam for some of the blood. That we learned in our Mishnah, we're going to have now a three-way machloikis in the Gemara based on two separate brisas. The first brisa is almost word for word what we had in our Mishnah, and then we're going to have a second brisa with two other mandiyam. It's Tana Rabbanan, Pei Chesam and Aleph at the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the brisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'chisahu ba'ofer. V'chisahu melamed shedam manitzav yishal asak and chayv l'chaseis. V'chisahu comes to tell you that you have to go be mechase the blood. So any blood, not only the blood in the guma, but even the splattered blood and even the blood which has become encrusted on the sakin, all requires kisur. However, Amar Yehuda, a Messiah went, is man she'en shem dam elahu, when that is the only blood. Aviyeshem dam shaloyu, if you have other blood, patum lechasas. In other words, no din of each and every drop you have to be mechasa. Some of the blood is enough, you don't need everything. However, Tanya idach, we have now another brayse of the Tanakhama, v'chisahu, melamed shekol damei chayv lechasos. Everything has to be mechusa, not some of it, most of it, part of it. Every drop of blood, you have to be mechasa. We can't humor from this. We say, dama nitzav sha'al agafayim. What means sha'al agafayim? Agafayim normally means the banks of a river. Here we mean the banks of the base hashchita, meaning where the coin, not necessarily the coin, the shoicher, wherever he goes and shechs the two simonim, that's called a base hashchita. So now if you have blood that spurts out and goes into the guma, of course, splatters in different directions, of course, on top of the sakin, of course, but even on the koisli beis hashchita, meaning that you see the red blood which has reddened the sides of the shechita, even there you have to go and put some offer on top of that by oifais and by chayis. Kol dam mayichayv lechasas. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Obviously, the Tanakhama disagrees with our Mishnah and with Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rav Shimon Gamliel, I have another view. The Medvam Amurim, the halacha of kisei adam that you have to worry about every drop is like kisei adam hanefesh. That's if you didn't do the kisei the dam hanefesh. Dam hanefesh means the major blood that spurts out at the time of the shechita, as opposed to, for instance, the dam hatamtzis, which is initial blood, and blood at the end after the major spurting has already taken place. Once you've covered over the dam hanefesh, you don't have to worry about any other blood. The main blood that you have to worry about is the dam hanefesh blood, not about the other blood. So what is now the machlokes? Says the Gemara, therefore we have a three-way machlokes. Rabbanan Sabri Domai Kol Domai. That's the Rabbanan of the second Braisa, the Tanakhama, the second Braisa, the Kiso Malamish Kol Domai Chayv, because it says in the Pasuk, the Shavach as Domai the Kisohu Ba'afar. Which Domai do you have to be Mechasa Ba'afar? Says the Tanakhama of the second Braisa. Kol Domai. Everything. Exactly, whatever you Shavach, exactly right. Shavach as Domai. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Domai Bafele Mixes Domai. He said, no, Domai means its blood. It doesn't mean all the blood, it means any blood. So as long as you mechasa some of the blood, you already mekai in the mitzvah. Rabbi Shem Gamliel Sava, Domai HaMiyuchad, the special blood. The Shevach is Domai means not any blood, not a blood, a cut from the animal, but means the Dam Sha Nefesh Yoitzeboy. That's the Shevach is Domai. Domai HaMiyuchad, which is referring to the Dam Ha Nefesh. If you look at the Rashi right before the Mishnah, it's a parallel, it's a few lines down from the Mishnah that we're about to learn. It says Rashi of a Kisa Dama Nefesh. The Shomesh Machloikesei. We have now three viewpoints in these two brises. Rabban and Zavi, the Rabban of this second brise, Kulei Boy Kisei. Everything requires Kisei. That's simple. Urbi Huda Afila Dama Nefesh, Loi Boy Kisei. According to Rabbi Huda, you don't have to focus on the Dama Nefesh. As long as you have any blood and you're mechasid, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Kiriktani, the dama nitzis bottom of the chasid. Bafilu dama nefesh. Ubavachi, hey, dam, sham, dam acher. As long as you have some blood somewhere that you're mechasa, genuk, you don't have to worry about anything else. Rabshim Gamliel, dama nefesh, kule boy kisei. According to Rabshim Gamliel, the important thing is the dama nefesh, and that dama nefesh you have to mechasa entirely. However, other dam, which is not the dam anafesh, that you don't have to even machasa at all. So therefore we have three separate mandiyamrim, three separate views among the Tanakh. Now we've spoken about kisi adam from the beginning of the perek, but we never discussed what materials you use to be machasa the dam. So poshet, you would think machasa the dam may even take a big container and turn it over and cover it over. Of course it can't be so ba'ofer. But we'll see mentioned in the Mishnah that it's not just offer just sand, but you can use anything which is dome the offer. So says the Mishnah, meh mechasen, meh ein mechasen. What can you use for kisui? Mechasen bezevel hadak. Zevel, of course, you know, means tzoya, excrement, but not a thick one. We mean one that is thin. Ubechor ladak and thin sand. The sid means lime, which is used.
Dried out excrement, probably, right?
Presumably, crumbly, yeah. Crumbly. Yeah. Exactly. That's correct. Correct.
Compost.
Oh, compost.
For
garden
fertilizer.
Oh, Givaldi. The sid, lime. I usually don't focus so much attention on these subjects, but yes, you're right. No, 100%. I'm with you. It helps to fertilize the crops, and we need the crops to eat and all the rest. It's everything. 100% right. So basid is the lime that's used for construction. Ubacharsis. Charsis says Rashi shchikas charosim. That means like broken pieces of earthenware that you've crushed up and crumbled. Ubelevena ummegupa shekotshan. Levena means a brick. It means a brick again made out of clay, made out of earth. Ubemegupa. Gupa is the covering over a barrel. And that covering was made also either out of clay or earthenware, out of earth. And this was kotchan that was crushed up into fine particles. All of this can be used for the kisui hadam. Avol, but don't use a mechasen lebezevel agas. If you have excrement, which is still thick pieces, which have not been crushed and crumbled up. Veloy b'choy lagas, and if you have thick clumps of earth. Veloy b'levena u'mguva sheloy kotchan. You can't use a bunch of bricks and a bunch of covers of these barrels that you have not crushed into fine particles. And you cannot go and just take a kli, you take a cover of some sort of container and say, okay, I'll cover it over. No, that doesn't do the job. It's got to be offer, and what's doimel offer, all of these things that we enumerated. Now you're wondering, what's the basis of the distinction between the Reisha and the Sefer? Rabbi Shem Gamliel gave us a general rule. Anything that you can use in place of earth for purposes of planting tzmachim, all different types of crops, all different types of vegetables, plants, what have you, that you can go and plant within these particles and they will grow. It's megadol by tzmachim. Mechasim by you can use as a kisui. But something that if you were to go and plant in it, it doesn't grow, then ain mechasim. Now, what our Gemara, therefore, our Mishnah is telling you is that any of these things you can use for growing crops. Now, the bottom choices points out that we don't mean to say that it's commercially practical or
feasible
or reasonable to go and plant a field based on lots of lime or crushed earthenware or pottery. What we mean to say is that you could, in theory, plant something there. We're not recommending. Avad, if you want to go and plant something and you want it to grow properly, you take a normal lot of land, normal soil, topsoil and bottom, with excrement, unexcrement, fertilizer, everybody agrees. I'm sorry?
And compost.
Avad, no question. However, you could, if you wanted to, take any one of these crushed up entities, whether it's the lime or the zevel adak or the choy adak, and if you made an entire field or if you made a flower pot full of this material, you could go and grow things in it, although we don't necessarily recommend that you do so.
Crushed,
that's what the bottom place is.
Crushed carrots is stuff that's going to grow things.
Again, that's the reason why I said the choices, because on the surface some of you might say, that doesn't grow. So he says, no, you could go and grow things, even though it wouldn't be the type of thing that you would normally do, but you could do it anyway. What's your question?
It says that me'afar, that you make the adam from afar, no?
Adam was made from afar, yeah.
There was no crushed things. Afar is not crushed. silverware or extra
metals? No, for sure. Our Mishnah does not mean to exclude regular soil. Our Mishnah is just adding, in other words, that it says, the Torah says already, so afar. Afar means, ofar means regular soil. No question that works. Our Mishnah is coming to add things which are not ofar. Which are those? All those things which we have listed in the Mishnah. But sure, soil does an excellent job. There's no question about that. And then you're probably going to ask about Afer, which is ash. Gemara is going to talk about the Niyamid Beis and the first Mishnah, Mesechus Beis, Yech Beis, the Allah Zachar Beis. Now, the last Oisus over here addresses your question. I know you feel that you don't need to, but Oisus Machkim Beis nevertheless. And the Gemara otherwise has and you see the second line of the Oisus down below is questions, just like you were questioning, the last Tosis, three lines of Adam. Charis is ain megadot tzmachim. Charis is what we're talking about, this crushed up earthenware. You said that it doesn't, right? It's mamishur kasha, kinemash meruba. The leka no mino, it says that the simna ki charis is leka no mino, broken and crushed pottery, there's no hanoah from it, so therefore it's worthless. Vahim rebenetam do oilam megadot. Yes, it can be used megadot. Try it out as an experiment, crush up some earthenware, and it does work. It's not worth your while. The amount of effort and the amount of expense in trying to grow crops from crushed up earthenware, it's just not worth it. And that's why the Gemara says, you don't have any real benefit. You know, on a practical level, you don't have real benefit. But if you did it, then you had nothing else, you were lost on the moon, and you didn't have any soil, it does work. So anybody who wants it can try it out, and you'll see, go and put a lot of fertilizer on it, a lot of compost, water it day after day after day, and after 3 or 4 years, sit back and you'll have a beautiful...
Isn't that actually anything which can absorb the dam, no?
Anything which can absorb the dam? I mean, it's a good svara, but the Gemara doesn't address that. The Gemara just says that the kisei dam offer and anything that's megadol just like offer. Zokimara, heichi dami chayladak, how would you define thin earth? It's a type of earth that if you brought it to the yotzer it means the one that is the potter who creates pots. As you know, pots and pans, most of ours today is made out of metal, but the earthenware pots and as well as other types of earthenware dishes, if you ever go to places where they manufacture such pots, they use earth. They take plain soil earth and they use that. Obviously, they add other ingredients too, but that's one of the major materials for making the pots. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kosha Eina Yoitzer Tzorach Lekatshei. It's a type of earth that when you bring it to the potter to manufacture pots, pans, dishes, he doesn't have to crush it anymore because it's already crushed. That's the Chol Hadak. It's so thin that you can use it immediately for making now new pots and pans and making new crockery. However, there's others that said the same word of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan on the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, Avo ein mechasle b'zevel gafel loy b'choyl agaz, that you're not allowed to use a kisui, zevel or choyl agaz. So more eighty more hechidami choyl agaz, define what means thick soil, thick earth. Again, on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, same man di amar, kol shay yoitze, tzorach lekat shay. Any type of earth that you would bring to the yoitzer, to the potter, that he would have to be mechadish, that he would have to crush and crumble it because it is so thick. Now, the two would seem to be basically the same. That in the ratio we're saying, what's chaladak, that you don't have to crush. What's chaladagas, that you do have to crush. So, frankly, on my benai, what difference is there between the two versions? Yes, there is a difference. Tzarech, dit tzarech, v'loy tzarech. If you have something in between. What means something in between? It is a clump of earth. However, it is such that you don't have to have a professional to go and crush it with a crushing machine. The mifrech efruchi, you can go and crush it with your own hands, with your own fingers. Go and fetch it a few times, and you bang it, and you see that it crumbles to pieces. As opposed to the choyl hagasa we're talking about in the Mishnah, that typically would be with, you had to take a hammer, or you had to take a mill, you had to grind it, and a machagansa, malucha, to grind it and to crumble it into small pieces. So what's the, you're saying, my benai ikabenai, so what's the ikabenai? So Rashi explains that in both cases, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, call, in the Rashi it says, call she'ena yoytze tzorach lekatshei. In the second pshat it says, kol shayoytze tzerach lekatchet. This kol comes to include as much as possible, anything and everything. So therefore, in the Tanakhama, or the first pshat, kol she'ein hayoytze tzerach lekatchet, anything that the yoytze does not have to be mechatish, no, anything, if we're trying to make a broad statement, that would include this tzerach v'loy tzerach, that you don't have to mechatish it because it falls to pieces already with your fingers. Therefore, it would be choil hadak, and it would be kosher to use for kisui hadam. So even though it is still in clump form, you haven't crushed it, but since it's easily crushable, you could do it with your fingers, that would already be kosher, that would be included in the choil hadak. While according to the second shot, kol shayoytze tzerach lekatchet, anything and everything that the yoytze does have to mechatish, no, anything would even come to include this mid type of soil, which is a clump of earth, which you don't need a major crumbling and crushing. You could do it with your fingers, but since it says kol, it would even include that this would be choil hagas, and you could not use for purposes of kisui hadam. So therefore, there would be this nafkamina in this middle level of the semi zevel, not zevel, choil hagas, that what? That it is a clump of earth, which is tzarech v'loita. Okay, Tanurban. Now the Bryce is going to go into the basis. How did Chazal know that it's not only afar, but includes the zevel hadak, and the choil hadak, and the sin, and the charsis? It's Tanurban is looked in the Bryce. We'll enter the Bryce, but he saw who? I would think that if it would just say in the Torah v'chisahu, you have to cover the blood, so take a bunch of stones and cover it, or take the a lid of a kli and go and cover it. Tamalim is v'chisahu biafar. It's got to be off. Ainly alaf minan the rabbis zevel hadak, choil hadak, ushchikas avonim, ushchikas charsis. Una oiris pishton daka. The oiris, says Rashi, is sheminarim in a pishton. That's the pieces that fall off, I guess. Similar to chaff that falls off from flax when you're processing it. So that in the oiris, how do I know that you can use that as well as a cover? Nusoyrishal charshin daka. Nusoyrishal charshin daka means sawdust. You can use sawdust as well to go and cover the kisi adam. Visid, the line, the charsis, or charsis. Levena umagupa shekotchem. Levena means a brick. Magupa means the covering of a barrel. How do you know that in all of these cases, if you crushed and crumbled them, you can use them for kisi adam? Tamaloimer v'chisohu. Now, what's the raya from v'chisohu? Says Rashi, it could have said in the Torah, be offer yichasenu. And if it would have said be offer yichasenu, it would be crystal clear that you have to take offer and use that for kisri. By the fact that the Torah says v'chisahu, and then it says bi'afar, you can go and do a short stop after v'chisahu, and the Torah is already saying v'chisahu, you can go and be machase with many different types of material, but don't forget bi'afar. Aha! So if that's the case, v'chisahu alone, I might think yochal sheneimar be'avzevel hagas v'choil hagas v'shchikas klei matches u'leveinu u'megupe sheloi kachon v'kemach v'sumu morson, I might think that any of these other materials would also be kusha v'yusha for purposes of kisei adam, since it says v'chisahu and it doesn't say be'offer yichasenu tamalein be'offer. So therefore what we've come out with, the chisahu is a riboy that's being marba many other different types of materials. The afar is a miut that is excluding all of these other materials. The Gemara wants to know, how did you know to include the first enumerated list and to exclude the second list? Says the Gemara, since I have both a riboy and a miut of a chisahu, which is marba, and the be'afar, which is memayit, marba niyas elu shehein min afar, moitze niyas elu shehein min afar. Therefore, I am marba those that are similar to min afar. What do we mean that's similar? Says Rashi, that they are megadal tzmochim, like we learned in our Mishnah, that you could go and grow in any of these things, even in sawdust. Now, I wouldn't have thought that you can go and grow crops in sawdust, but apparently you can. Rashi says, v'chol hanoch, kimlu rabbanan shemigadlan tzmachim. The rabbis knew, they had a Kabbalah, they knew from scientists, from farmers, agricultural machers, they knew that you could use it for growing, it's like offer, good. However, I exclude from these shein min offer, which are not min offer, that you could put crops there and seeds there forever, said garnish box, and nothing will happen from it.
That's the reason I said, which is absorbing.
Uh-huh.
There is no problem with dust.
Absorbing the different types of things. Okay,
like
good.
Sawdust like peat moss, which they use in crops. They put it in crops to aerate the soil more.
So it's similar to compost.
It's more absorbent. It makes the soil
that's the Gabba's point, that it's absorbent. Givaldik, can I know her? See, that's the benefit of learning Daf Yomi. You learn about so many different subjects. Yeah.
Kisa, who is an individual? One is not Kisam.
You're right. Normally, would say the chisahu is a miyud, by the extra vav. You're right. That's why Rashi says the ray is not from the vav of a chisahu. The ray is from the fact that it says the chisahu first, and then be afar, as opposed to be afar yichasenu. If we say b'afar yichasenu, we'll tell you make sure you use the offer by saying first the chisahu is coming to tell you be mechasen. You're wondering how you should be mechasen. I'll tell you be afar. So what does a chisahu come to tell you? Tell you other types of offer. Yeah.
Kisahu, it means that part of the blood is good enough. But it's just, I'm not talking about the afar or hammer.
You're talking about now the
domai. Right, kisahu, that means part of the blood is good enough. It's not kisam. It means that all the blood you have to
move. It's a beautiful, beautiful drasha. But the Gemara said before that we don't need the b'chisahu for that, we have the domai for that. The domai comes to tell you either all of the blood, part of the blood, or the special dam ham yucha, the dam hanesh. That was a three-way machloikis on the Amidah. Now the Gemara asks what would seem to be an obvious question. And that is, we have so many times in the Gemara that klalu prats and klalu pratu clouds and pratu clouds. Pratimar ema vachiso klal, offer prat, klalu prat, ema chalamashi befrat, offer in midach renaloi. You have a general vachiso. Good vachiso is taka marva other things, maskim. But then it says, offer, only offer. So say it's a klalu prat, ema chalamashi befrat, only offer and nothing else. How can you be mechasa with all of these, the choyl adak, with the zebel adak, with the sid, with the charses? Omre meri mishum to have a klal hatzorich leprat. Chol klal hatzorich leprat, ain't done noise of a klal ufrat. Oh, so the meri tells us something, a gvaldige chidish. That although kol hatzorich leprat, you have a klal ufrat, you cannot use the klal ufrat everywhere. There are exceptions to the rule. What are those exceptions to the rule? Where you need the prat to explain the parameters of what the definition of the klal. So Rashi explains, if we just say v'chisohu alone, I could think v'chisohu means like you cover a pot. How do you cover a pot? You take the lid and you cover. I would think v'chisohu means to cover with a lid. I wouldn't know that you have to go and put offer on it. That would be one potential prat. Or the other pshat utaka be, use something which is absorbent, use soil, use sawdust, use lime, put something else on top. So without the word biafar, I would be totally lost. What does the v'chiso, what's the definition? Is it definition number one in Webster's dictionary? Or is it definition number two? Therefore, I need the words biafar to define what do we mean by v'chiso? So therefore, it's not considered to be a klal uprat. It's a klal hatzorach leprat. That without the biafar, I would be lost in terms of what the real definition of chisol means in our context. If you look at the Rashi a little bit, just for a moment, klal hatzorach leprat. It's about almost halfway down the Amud. Klal hatzorach leprat. You couldn't live with the klal alone without the prat. If it would just say v'chiso, have a mashma, it could have meant yichba olav esakli. Just put a lid on top. Kidiktoni reisha, like we said before in the reisha.
Cover it any way you cover it.
Any way you want. The itzrich offer lahoyrois she'ain kisui ze el bedover hamis arev v'nivla boy. Oh, the Gabba's word, Baruch Hashem. This is like the Gabba said, v'nivla boy. It has to be something that absorbs. Keep going. Offer uke yoytze boy. V'chidaininen lei b'chlal ufrat. When do I say a klal ufrat? Heicha de klal ule mishtama el b'chad inyana. When the klal on its own, I know what the definition is. And therefore, there's only one way of interpreting and defining that word. Umarba miletuva. And by the fact that he uses a klal, it's marba many things within the general rule. Harder osi pratlim ute kol mili. That's why the prat comes and to exclude from this big, big klal of all the mili. The kol mili de klal. In other words, the klal on its own is the chayda marba everything. The prat says, no, not everything. Only the prat, only this prat. Aval hacha the mishtama klala. Bitrayin yonei. Here the klal is susceptible to two separate interpretations. Two different types of coverings which are not similar to one another. That would be one pshat, like putting a container over it, a lid on it, a cover on it. Or being mechasit with kigoin offer, like something which is an absorbent material, like the Gabba said. So therefore, in this case, without the prat, I wouldn't know what the mechisahu means. Suleyazi prata. The prat doesn't come to be mamayit to go and say, not the klal, but just the prat. Elefrushe, kisekama. Tilaba davisholim hu. We're not talking about a davisholim, a lid or a cover. Not to go and be mamayit and say, from the 100 things in the world, it's only one prat. This is a klal ha tzarech leprat. Without the prat, I would have no idea how to even begin understanding what this bechisahu means. That's why Niba offer, it's a klal ha tzarech leprat, and I do not darshan klal uprat, ein bechlal elama she befrat.
The strange Russian, Rav Mari Mishim, the Halam, it's a strange transmission of a limud.
Why?
I've never seen that name.
Rav Mari?
No, Rav Mari Mishim. Dalet hey,
bav
hey. It's almost like the
Shem Hashem. Omer Mary Mishum Dehave Klal. This case of the Klal Leprat Mishum Dehave. It is a case of.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a proper name.
So nothing happened. Everything we're still best friends. No problem. Probably most times it would say with a not an entei with a yud Mishum Dehave. For some reason the Gemara over here has Mishum like the Hoive. That's what he Mishum Dehave Klal Leterch Leprat. So the Gemara writes it. Dorish Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. You can only use as a kisei something that you can plant in it, and it grows. Now, l'choira, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda is just repeating the halacha of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says it's got to be something that grows. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Dover shemegadol boy tzimachim mechasen boy. And what does Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda say? Ein mechasel dover shezoyrim boy matzmiach. So what is Rav Nachman Rav Chizda telling us? What is he adding to our wealth of knowledge that we didn't know until now? So Toises asks this question. And Toises says that what Rav Nachman Rav Chizda is coming to tell us, as the Gemara is going to tell us in a short moment, that soil that you find in the desert, any of you that have ever gone in a desert, and even if you haven't been, you know what a desert is all about. You have thousands and thousands of acres full of sand. The chayra ein lecha kisei adam gadol mizu. I got so much sand I can use this at all times for kisei adam. So if I'm traveling in the desert and I have with me one of my chickens and I shecht it, I got tons of sand. Says Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, that sand is not kosher for purposes of kisei adam. Why not? Because if you would use it to go and plant stuff in that soil is worthless. It doesn't work. I've never tried it out, but that's what Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda is telling us, that sand offer hamidbar doesn't work for growing. So what is he adding to our Mishnah? Explains Tosfos that our Mishnah is talking about dover shemegadol boy tzimachim. That yes, even in the desert you see oases from time to time, and you can see a drop of vegetation here, a drop of vegetation there, but it's not soil that you can use for planting. Things grow wild in the desert. True. But if you want to go and plant something in the desert, sit nishgain, it won't work. Yes, Kabbalah.
He forgot that actually in order something should grow, you need water. You
need water and fertilizer.
Desert sand, if you water it, it grows.
In modern Israel, the desert.
Understood. So
other things also, if you just plain offer, it won't grow if you don't water it. Everything needs water.
I'm not in the business of agriculture, but apparently desert sand on its own, with or without water, would not grow.
No, but with water, yes, you
okay.
can try.
Okay, but we'll try it out in Mitchum another time. But if you look at the bottom choices, this is a third of the wide lines down below. Comes to exclude desert sand. And the only thing that we learn from our Mishnah is that you have plants and vegetation that grow on their own. However, Rav Nachman of Chizkiah says, not wild growth. If you were to take seeds and to put them in the desert sand and presumably water them, it would not grow. It's not megadol tzmach. Therefore, getting back to our Gemara, said Rav Nachman of Chizkiah, you cannot use for a kisui ele b'davar shezaron boy u'matzmiach, something that you can use to be zareya boy, to plant in it, and it will grow. Amar Rava, Rava was not happy with this Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizkiah, and he said, "Hi, burcha." Burcha basically means that it's a mistake. Rashi says, "Eino ikur loshen bur." What you've said is a statement out of ignorance. It's only Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is now coming to support Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizkiah, and he says, "Lerava, my burcha say, I don't understand why you're saying that this is an ignorant statement." I myself said this same Dvar Halacha. And in fact, I had a raya from a brisa. What's the brisa? A person going in the desert. Oh, the Einloi, here it says Afer, it should be Einloi Afar, and he doesn't have with him any earth. Lechasis. What do you mean he doesn't have any earth in Lechasis? He got tons of earth all over. That's all that the Midbar has. The Midbar offers so much soil, so much earth. You cannot use it. But what you should do is shoychik dinner zahav. Go instead and take a golden coin, shoychik, and go and grind it up. Hopefully you have a grinding machine. Now I know all of you are going to go and say, but you can't go and mechasin. Wait 1 second, don't be nervous. Oh, mechasin, you can go and use now the gold dust, the gold pieces, to go mechasin the blood. We're going to get back to this in a moment. What happens if someone is traveling on a svinah on a boat, and also he doesn't have access to topsoil? The ainlay of lechasos, so if talis and mechasi, you can go and burn your talis. Doesn't mean necessarily your prayer shawl. The word talis over here is mean as a beged. You can go and burn one of you. But go to mechasi, you can go and do kisui. Now, how does that work? So now, both of these cases, the efer and the shchikas dinner zov, these are exceptions to the rule that it has to be doime li offer. But in fact, if you said tak, it has to be something that you megalot smachim, we know that neither shchikas dinner zov nor efer is megalot smachim. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why these are exceptions. Because bishloi meseiref talisa umechasa ashchan efer de ikri offer. We find that the term efer is used when we're really referring to offer. Where do we find that? So if you skip a few lines, the Gemara brings a pasuk. What is this referring to? This is referring to the case of the Isha Saita, not the Isha Saita. We're talking about the Paraduma. Sorry, Paraduma, my apologies. That what you're supposed to do for purposes of being metayer, the person that is tamei, you take me afar sreifas achatos, the nosan olav mayim chaim el keli, and you mix it with water and you use it for paraduma, for spritzing. But me afar sreifas achatos, what are you talking about? Afar, that's offer. Offer means the soil. You have soil of sreifas achatos. Come to tell you that efer is also called offer. If Afer is also called Afer, when it says V'chisol ba'afer, Afer now includes not only soil and things in which you can grow stuff, but even Afer, because Afer is called Afer. Fine. So I understand how Surif Talifsa works. Ela dinazov minol, and how can you go and use dinazov? Dinazov is Nishkan Afer, Nishkan Afer. Amrav Zeira, yeah, it is called Afer. Where is it called Afer? A posik in Eoiv, says in the posik, V'afrois zohov loi. Ah, so you see that it refers to Zob as being part of Ofer. So even though this is something in which you cannot grow anything, Nevertheless, since the Torah calls it afar, the afrois has the same status as afar, just like afar, you can't grow anything, it's ash. That's called afar. This is called afar. These would be two additional items that you add to the list in our Mishnah that you could use. Okay.
Very
good. Very good. The golden of Medina.
The land.
Yeah. Gerecht. If you look at the next choices down below, Shoichik dinner zov umachasa. Uli el di omer e machasen b'shchikas kli matches. Aye, didn't we say before you cannot use kli matches? Hainim b'chol shar matches. Chutz mi zohav. Because zohav is ikri offer. Menechsev the afreis zohav loy. The afal gav the loin megadal tzmachim, even though we know that if you're going to take pieces of metal, you can't be megadal tzmachim, kim in the ikri afar mechasin boy. The have in megadal tzmachim, if he could use it, leitzarech letama the ikri afar, v'chein eifet talis v'chatzis. So therefore, Toys is telling us that although these do not have the normal characteristics of afar, that you can use afar to go and plant things in, you can't plant things in shchikas kli zohav, since the Torah says the afrois, it says like Exodus of custom to expand the definition of offer to include afer and to include zav.
So how do you call it the sand of the desert?
How do you call
also
that?
Also offer.
You know the Torah
you
doesn't.
You cannot give him a different. So it's offer.
It's chol.
It's called chol. It's like oh, they're good, man. It's not called offer. It's called chol. They're good. Fine. And we continue on. Tana Rabban, Ein Mechasin Ela Ba'Ofer Div Beishamai. Beishamai apparently disagrees with our Mishnah, and he says it's offer. So Kunzayim Beishamai Taka learns Klal Prat B'Klal Shmar Prat. He doesn't hold a Prat Klal Tzorach Prat. Only offer. That's it. Beisel Amrim Matzino Eif Shekori offer. I find that Eifer is called offer. Shnemar the pasuk we just brought. Belochol Atam Mi'Afar Sreifa Sechatzis. Or Beishamai Afar Sreifa Ikri offer Stamol Ikri. You Taka right that it says Afar Sreifa Sechatzis. Afar Sreifa, it's called. Ash has the name of the soil of the fire. However, Afar Stamet, just to go and say soil alone, earth alone, Likri, it's not called Afar. It's called Afar Sreifa. Dus yo, Abanish, Eif, Afar alone. Tana, we learned in the Brisa. Hoysifa alone, they added to the list that we had before. Hashachar, Vakhoil, the Nikras, Pisulin, Vieshoimim, Afar Zarnich. What are all of these things? So, Shachar explains Rashi is. The Chomin Ketushin, that's the first of the white lines. The Chomin Ketushin, Pechem is charcoal. Ketushin means crumbled up, crushed charcoal. That they were also moist. Vakhoil, choil is a cosmetic that the women use to smear their eyes. Also a powder that's used, you add water presumably to it, maybe don't add water, Chvaisha Frank the Valber, that they use to go and smear their eyes. Venikras Pisulin, Vesaythikras Pisulin, Zukrashi, offer Shemenachim Ben Harichayim. That this is from a millstone, that you also have drops of offer that come off the millstone, that's also good for use. Bottom Toises says that this is different than Shchikas Avonim, because we already had Shchikas Avonim in the Mishnah before, in the Brisa before. Shchikas Avonim means ground up pieces of stone, of rock, and now we're adding something from the offer Minari Chaim. So Bottom Toises says this has to be something different than that, because we already said that in the Brisa. This is apparently coming to add
Hoisifale.
From the
grain. Sorry?
The dust of the grain. The dust of the grain. But here's Suma Rashis. So you're saying
it's stone from the millstone itself.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Not from the grain that's grinding. It's the broken off pieces of the millstone.
Exactly, because in fact talking about the grain, if you go to the top of the Amud on the fourth and the fifth line, the Gemara says you cannot use Kemach or Subin or Mursa. Kemach of course means flour, Subin means the bran from the flour. More sun is also a different type of flour. Those are all types of flour or soil list of flour. V'yesham back to our Gemara af hazarnich. What's that? Zarnich says Rashi. Zarnich this is orpiment. Orpiment. Why should think of this? Orpiment is. I'm sorry.
They say this is a yellow powder derived from arsenic and it's used as a pigment.
You see that, Chavra? This is a pigment. Arsenic. Finishes right.
Could have gotten from Mont's apple juice. They didn't need it.
Very good. Very good. All right. Anyway, Omer Rava. Now we go over to Shtickel Agadata for a short moment. It's Chash Omer Vrom Avinu. Vanoichi Ofer Ve'Efer. Zoch Banov L'Shtein Mitzvois. Because Avrom Avinu said, I am like Ofer Ve'Efer. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave his Klal Yisrael, his children, two mitzvahs involving Ofer Ve'Efer. Efer Parah V'Afar Soite. The Efer of the Paraduma, that's the Efer. the offer of the soita, offer the soita that says in the pasuk that when you give the soita to drink, part of the drink you have to go and put it in from the offer of the karka hamishkan. Frank Timura, Lakshav Nami, offer kisi adam, that's the chisob offer, that would be very simple. The zochu bonav, says Rashi, means the type of mitzvah that not only we get reward in the world to come, but even on this world we have ashtikel hanoah from this mitzvah. What's the hanoah that we have from the mitzvah? By the eifa par, a person who is tamei, if he's a kohen he can't eat truma, if he's a regular guy he can't eat kosher, he can't go to the base of mikdash, he's going to be separated from the masses of Klal Yisrael. Comes either regular, he can't go in, he can't eat karbonis. Oh, so by using the eifa, the paratuma, he has a tremendous benefit that now he can rejoin the ranks. Offer soita is talking about Nebuch. You have a woman that's also estranged and separated from her husband, because as soon as he accuses her, then they're no longer allowed to live together. By the fact that she's able to go and drink from this, if in fact it turns out that she was naki, she was innocent, that's mato sholim ben ish l'ishtoi v'nixiv v'nizra zora. Oh, that's a chagris hanok. However, the kisei adam is a chagris mitzvah and will get reward in the world to come. But in this world, you don't really have any hanoah from that mitzvah. That's what the Gemara answers. We'll come back to this Eifron offer in a moment. Just finish your bite to the sugya about Avram Avinu. V'yomer Rabba, v'shachem Avram Avinu im michut v'yatzroich nal v'im ekach mikol asher loch. And that you shouldn't go and say v'lo yisayim ani ashartis Avram. Based on this, Avram Avinu gave to the Melech Sodom, he gave him everything. I'm not going to take im michut v'yatzroich nal, even a thread, even from a shoelace. Ah, so by the fact that he used those two terms, that we put a strand of tchelis in our tzitzis, or a tzuah shal tefillin, that we go and use tzuahs, the straps of the tefillin. Again, we are trying to go and find some zochu bonav, some benefit hanoah on this world, as opposed to the schar le'osad lovin. That we have the benefit of this world. That if the Oyve Yisrael, if the anti-Semites, the Amiorites, they see us wearing our tefillin, this makes such an impression on them that they will be afraid of you. The Mefarshim, of course, ask, we find throughout history that unfortunately there have been goyim that have seen Yidden wearing tefillin and they have not been afraid of them. That hasn't caused any tremendous awe and reverence. So I think it's the Bedichiva, one of the Mefarshim says, notice the Gemara doesn't say Ele tefillin she'al haroish, says tefillin she'baroish. The fact that you're wearing tefillin and you're not, the tefillin alone wearing the tefillin, that's not the ikr. The ikr is that you have the tefillin in your head, meaning throughout the day when you are conducting your business, when you are working among people, when you're walking among people, that you're constantly immersed with the tefillin and the yisoides of the tefillin in your head, that you're a heilig yid. Anyway, that's the Inyan of Yarmim Mecha.
The Lubavitcher Chassidim telling the story, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe was in
jail.
When he was arrested,
right,
and he was wearing tefillin in then,
uh-huh.
And when they came in and they saw him, uh-huh. They got so afraid that they freed him.
That's right. Interesting.
This is the Lubavitcher story.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Was
the hunting rebbe or did the free dicker rebbe?
No, the was going in for after.
The previous one. The previous one. Because when you look at Tchelis, you remember the sea, because the sea is also such a bluish aquamarine color. It's similar to the sky. It's similar to the sapphire stone. The Eben Sapir, the sapphire stone reminds us of Kisei Kovod. It says by the Kisei Kovod, the Yoros, the Sachas Raglov, which is the Loshana Posig, Kemase Livnas HaSapir. Etzem Hashemayim Lutoya. It's talking about the times of Har Sinai, V'yiru Eis Elikei Yisrael, V'sachas Raglov, beneath the feet, Kaviyochel of the Shechina, Kimase Livna Sasapir, like as a sapphire stone. Book 7, you have another pasuk, a pasuk in Yecheskel, Kimari Eben Sapir Demus Kisei, the Kisei Kavoid, apparently looks like or has on it, some of it has sapphire stone. So what is the Hano'ah that we have in this world? So Rashi says that because of the fact that our Tcheles looks similar to the Yam, and the Yam to the Rekia, and the Rekia to the sapphire stone, and the sapphire stone of the Kisei HaKavod, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is looking at his Kisei HaKavod, at his heavenly throne, he remembers this tremendous mitzvah of the mitzvah of Tcheles and of the Tzitzis. And we know that Tzitzis is Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs, like the Gemara says elsewhere, that the gematria of the tzitzis of tzitzis is 600 and 600. And then you add the 8 strands, and then you add the 5 knots, so you have 613 altogether. So therefore, the mitzvah of tzitzis is merumas and kol ha'tayra kula ala mitzvahs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sees his kisei kavod, then he remembers that Klal Yisrael is wearing tzitzis that has the same pigment, the same coloration of the sapphire stone, which is part of the kisei kavod, and that's the schus that we have because of what Avraham Avinu said, Michut v'ad Tzreich
Nas. What's the Hanah?
The Hanah is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers us and remembers our Kiyama Mitzvahs, and presumably that helps for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to weigh the scales in our favor, that he remembers this tremendous mitzvah that we are doing. So that's the Pshat mit the Chut v'ad Tzreich Nas. Beginning back to Ofer v'Efer, is a beautiful Pshat of the Beis Halevi. What's the Pshat? Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi offer ve'efer, and based on that, the Kodesh Baruch gives the two mitzvahs of efer parah v'afar soit. So, Beis Halevi says, what's the inyan? Why did he say I'm offer ve'efer? If you think about it, offer and efer are two ends of the spectrum. Offer is dirt. Dirt has no ovar. It has no past. It was dirt, and it has been dirt until now. But offer has a potential future. What's the future? If you plant something in the offer, it can go and grow beautiful trees, it can have beautiful fruit, beautiful crops. But until now, it has no yichus, it has no past. Efer is the other way around. Efer may have had the glorious past. It could have been a beautiful palace. Lahavdil could have been a beautiful Sefer Torah. Nebuch, it was burned, and now it had a beautiful yichus, but for the future, it has no future to it, because it's just ash. What can you use ash for? Nothing. I'm like Ofer ve'Efer. I'm like someone that has no past, just like Ofer, like dirt, no yichus. My father, Terach, ve'Efer, nothing will ever become of me. I'm like ash that has no future. I'm nothing. No past and no future. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, wow, this is showing tremendous humility to say about yourself, you have no past, you have no future. I'm going to go and give you two mitzvahs which will show you the past and will help you for the future. For says, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of the offer that you put into the mixture for the soiter. You're trying to figure out what happened in the past. The lie detector test doesn't work in the Torah. So how are you going to tell? Were they doing Tzener Ena together? Were they saying Tilim together? Or were they doing something, unfortunately, nefarious together behind closed doors? By taking this offer will go and show you the past. You're telling me offer has no past? This mitzvah offer will now show you what the past, what took place. Is she going to have Latz Bois Bet and Volan Pel Yorech? Or is it going to be Venix of Nizar Zara? It's going to be the real lie detector test for the past. That you said about the Efer, that it has no future. If a person is Tamei, he has no future. Meaning a person that becomes Tamei, Tamei Mes, he has to be Nishtalech, Chutz L'mach Nishchina, he can never eat Trum, he can never eat Kodshim, he can't be Oile Regel, he can't go with Klal Yisrael into Beis HaMikdash, he has no future. I'm going to give you a mitzvah of Efer, which has a future. Do the Parah Duma, you spritz on it. From now on, he can rejoin the masses of Klal Yisrael, so he will have a future. So therefore, by Avraham Avinu saying, I had no past, I have no future, says Beis Halevi, I give two mitzvahs, which the offer and the Efer will show you the past and will give you a future.
What's the thing? Why don't you mention the Efer from the Parah Duma, which is Matayah Tohorim, Tomeim?
That's what we mean. That gives him the future. That gives
that's the future.
That's the future. Dus in the Efer that gives the future. Has no future, he will give it.